Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a Patriots Monday here on WEEI Afternoons, and that means we go right to the phone lines for our guest, Marcus Jones, Patriots captain, defensive back, punt returner, joins us each and every Monday. Marcus, how are we doing this week?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. First of all, phone sounds great. I appreciate that. I'm always a little hesitant, if we're being honest, to start off after a loss with how you doing this week. Like, it seems like the courteous thing to do as a human being. Is your emotion adversely affected by losses? Like, as of today, because you lost yesterday, are you kind of in a bad mood?
I mean, it's the game of football. Of course, you know, we don't want to lose. We go out there every single Sunday trying to win and everything. But we take them as lessons, you know, things that we, you know, that we do good. You know, we need to keep doing them. And then the things that can get you beat, you know, we got to make sure to adapt and change them.
Marcus, what would you say went into your adjustments from early in the game when Pittsburgh seemed to be able to make their way down the field, whether they got the ball via turnover or not? They make their way down the field seemingly easy, and then all of a sudden you guys adjust, and they're not able to do much of anything late in the second quarter, well into the second half. What was the defensive adjustment you guys made that were so effective?
Yeah, we just needed to basically settle down. I mean, Braves was, you know, talking to us and letting us know, you know, play our style of football and just settle down. And, you know, whenever we play a great team defense, it showed towards the second half of, like, you know, whenever we play our football, we play great together. So,
Marcus, when a team has Aaron Rodgers and we think of Aaron Rodgers, like, is that the same guy? I guess my question is that we've always kind of attributed the skills of Aaron Rodgers. Does he still bring the same challenges for a defensive back and a defense to the table?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you're a veteran quarterback and you've seen a lot of defenses and, you know, all of these things and stuff, you know, you never take it for granted, no matter how many years a person has been in the league or, you know, things like that. But he's a Hall of Fame quarterback, no ifs, ands, buts about it. But, yeah, we make sure to, you know, we have to disguise, you know, when it comes down to quarterbacks like that and try to make it difficult for them.
Marcus, so what would you say is, like, the emotional response of the defense when the team turns the ball over? Is it, you know, do you guys just not get frustrated because you're back out on the field quicker than you imagined? Or is it more of a, come on, guys, we got to go do everything we can to get them the ball back again? You know, what's that feeling like on the sideline when you take the field again?
Yeah, it's that second part, you know, as a defense, we basically put out fires. I mean, that's our thing, you know. So our thing is get the ball back to our offense, so then our offense can, you know, put points on the board. So we don't look for look into that too much. And, you know, if they get the ball at the 1 yard line, we don't want them to score, you know, get the ball back to the offense and kind of go from there. So we always got their back.
Patriots captain and defensive back Marcus Jones here with us on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. Is it important for you as a leader or just a good teammate to make sure that there isn't some sort of divide? Because, you know, we as outsiders look at that game and go, ah, the offense kept turning the ball over and they put the defense back on the field. But is it important as a team leader to make sure there is no divide in that sense?
Yeah, very important. I mean, when it comes down to, you know, all three phases, it's very important that it's a team thing. It's team effort, because when special teams is doing good, you know, then that's good. When the offense is doing good, that's good. When defense is doing good, everything, it all collects together, because whenever one phase isn't doing as good, you know, the other phase tends to, you know, help out. So it's never really the divide we've been, you know, with each other for the sense of OTAs, training camp, and we built that relationship with each other to where we want to play harder for the person that's next to us. And we just kind of take that into account whenever we're going out there on the field. And like I said, man, we're a family, and we're always trying to make sure to have each other's back.
Did Pittsburgh do anything that caught you guys off guard yesterday? Anything that you didn't see on tape, or did you feel, given the unique situation with a temporary play caller in place of your defensive coordinator, that you weren't ready for?
I wouldn't say it was a whole bunch of different things. I mean, it's still early in the season. You know, it was only the third game, so, you know, we tried to make sure that we accounted for a lot of different things. We made sure to account for, we know that they like to get on the ball fast, you know, try to get us out of whack and things like that. So we took that into account. And then, you know, Wildcat, they ran Wildcat one play and everything in the game that I knew of, so.
Marcus, I don't want to get you in trouble, but I got to ask you about that penalty that was called on you. A screen play where you try to go through the blocker to make the tackle. You were called for going low on the blocker, but it also seemed like that was also your angle. You're allowed to tackle guys in the legs. What's the coaching point there? What can you do differently there? Because that seemed like that must have been a frustrating call.
Yeah, first off, my main thing was to get the tackler. I was definitely going in for a tackle. But at the end of the day, the ref called the flag, and we know that we can't cut outside, which I wasn't intending to do it, but the ref called it, and that's the play. So I just got to take account and know, and that just can't happen again.
Marcus, how is that relationship working now with Zach? He's called the games 2 weeks in a row for you guys. And how are things working out during the week when you guys get to – because Coach Vrabel said this morning – Terrell Williams is involved during the week, but isn't able to work the games for you guys on the weekends. How are things working with this unique situation?
It's going great. Like I've said before, you know, Zach, he's a valuable piece to defense. And so is T. You know, their way of messaging to us is great. And they prepare us every single week with the things that we need to look forward to each game and everything like that. So I feel like, you know, they're both doing their part for sure.
You mentioned penalties, and in your specific one, if they call it, you know, you got to figure out a way to play it differently, not get it called. In general, you guys have been penalized a lot, all three phases, not just on defense. What's the approach as a team? Because it just feels like it's too many penalties early in the season, and that's not a good plan for winning football.
Yeah, the main thing is that we have to play smart, you know, play our style of football penalty free. Rage talks about it a lot, about penalty free. You know, you have to understand, every single week there will be different, you know, crews and referees and stuff, but you got to take account to know the type of refs that you're going to every week. And, you know, if they call certain calls, we have to take account for it and then play within the rules.
Marcus, obviously Ramondre had a tough day yesterday with the two fumbles as well. What was the locker room like afterwards? Did you guys, you know, motivate him, help him out, bring it, you know, he was hard on himself, obviously, but just curious what it was like afterwards and if you had a chance to speak with him.
Yeah, like I definitely talked to Mondre. Mondre, he's my dog, first off, and he's a great player as well. You know, we definitely understand a sense, especially since I've been here for about, you know, it's my fourth year, and I've seen Mondre, you know, the highs and the lows and everything like that. And like I said, man, he's a great NFL premier running back. And he understands the situation of, you know, holding on to the ball and all those things. But the main thing is that I want him to keep that confidence and everything like that, which he has it and stuff. But, you know, it's great to end up seeing that, you know, we could talk to him and he understands and stuff like that, because confidence is a lot whenever it comes down to this game. And I know he's going to get back on track, and we're going to do what we have to do to protect the guy with the ball as well and go from there. So he's going to be right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Patriots cornerback Marcus Jones here on a Patriots Monday, WEEI Afternoons. One of the numbers that's been thrown about quite a bit today is the idea that I believe you guys are 3-16 in your last 19 games at Gillette Stadium. Coach Vrabel made some comments this morning about you got to fix that. You got to find a way to fix that. Do you feel like you have a home field advantage, or how do you make it feel like you have a home field advantage?
Yeah, I feel as though that we do have a home field advantage. You know, first off, I commend all of the fans and everything and all the support that comes to the stadium and make it hard for the opposing teams. But yeah, like Brave said, you know, we definitely need to turn that back around and everything, and you know, stop having mental errors, and you know, we got to make sure we play penalty free, and you know, whenever we do that, then we'll end up changing that, you know, into some wins instead of losses. So,
Marcus, last week, your teammate, secondary mate Christian Gonzalez, returned to the practice field in a limited capacity. Unfortunately, was ruled out Saturday. How's he looking? How's he feeling? I'm not asking you to make a prediction whether he plays or not this week, but what was it like at least having him back there out on the practice field with you?
Yeah, it was great having him back out there. We've played, you know, plenty of seasons and everything like that with each other, and it's great to end up having him out there, just from the fact of, you know, communication piece and stuff, and then, you know, also just, you know, having fun out there on the football field. So, you know, it was great having him back out there.
All right, Marcus, appreciate you joining us after a tough loss. Good luck against the Panthers on Sunday. Hopefully it's a chance for us to talk after a win next Monday.
For sure. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Marcus.
Thanks, Marcus.
Patriots cornerback Marcus Jones joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Speaking of our friends at CBS and Paramount Plus, real quick, did you like the throwback CBS pregame show, announcers, graphics, everything they did there?
That's my favorite NFL theme song by far, the NFL on CBS, the vintage one. I love those graphics as well. Love the studio look. Thought maybe going, having everybody like in the 1970s Anchorman Boogie Nights ensembles with the fake wigs and mustaches. That was a measure too far. Brent, hearing from Brent Musburger again, who's a legend, awesome.
Yep.
Love that voice. The intro with the graphics got the goosebumps going. Then when I saw them in studio, I was like, this is corny.
Yeah, it felt like it went a little too far, but I did enjoy it, and it fell in line with the Pat Patriot Reds.
Steelers.
Unfortunately, the Patriots fell in line with the poor play that was in some ways characteristic of the Pat Patriot
Looking
Reds.
Like the 1975 Patriots.
Yikes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.